Today on Real Radio.
Somebody can be raised from the dead. So what? What about their thought life? God comes into your heart, he changes you on the inside, and you think different. We underestimate God's power. That's incredible. That's why you and I get wrathed so much. Well, I don't do that. Oh, come on, man. No, I don't need that. And the world can't understand it. Your mind's been changed.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through Paul's letter to the Ephesians chapter 4, and we'll be looking at verses 20 through 26. Now, this is a section of Paul's letter where he admonishes the reader to put off the old way of living because we are now believers in Jesus and therefore should live the new life. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called The Christian and His New Clothes.
Paul says, when they were saying, well, some of are Apollos, and some of are Paul, and some follow Cephas, and some follow Christ, the church was being divided. Well, I go to Calvary Chapel, I go to the Baptist church, I go to the Methodist church. Paul says, is Christ divided? Well, no, he's not. Those divisions come from carnality. Sad but true. Now, will people at Calvary Chapel go to heaven if they're born again? Will people at the Methodist Church go to heaven if they're born again? And on it goes. But those who are born again from church address to church address, shouldn't they be walking in the way that they've learned Christ? Absolutely. The world is divided, the world is messed up, the world has got its schemes and its trends, but not so with Christ. The world has got its cliques. The church should never have its cliques. Look what he says in verse 21. If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, he talks to us now that we are to be in agreement with the will of God. He says, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him. Listen to this. The truth is that Jesus saves. It's that simple. When he says to us that if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, what did Jesus say? Jesus says that, or said that, we, in doing all of the Christian works that we can do, think about it. He said the greatest thing that we could do is to believe on him, speaking of himself, whom God has sent. When the curious inquirer came to Jesus and said, what must I do to be saved? What do I need to do? See, that's the human nature. What do I do? Do I give you some money? Do I run around, the world 10 times? Do I, like, pray forever? Jesus says, do these works. Believe on him whom God has sent. He's speaking of himself. If you've heard from him and been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that very thing leads us into verses 22 down to 24, which is the activity and actions of the new life. If Christ is in your life and at work, if you've heard from him, then you're going to be following him, and it's going to show in our lives. If you were here Sunday and the last several Sundays, we were talking about false prophets and false teachers. And I was somewhere. I have to be safe. I have to be cryptic about this. It's a very local place, and a lot of you go there, and a lot of you exercise there. And we had just got done last Sunday with this thing, and I go in there to exercise. And this person goes, and I don't know if you're here tonight, and I don't mean to hurt you. And if you're here, don't go, oh, that's me. Don't say that. Just be quiet. Then nobody will know. Only I will know. But this person goes, oh, Pastor Jack, I wasn't able to make it to church last Sunday, because over at this other church, this very, very famous guy was speaking from Oklahoma. And, you know, he left his university to come and speak, and it was all in the news, you know, and all this. And I went, oh. And there's people all over there, and just, oh. Because the guy definitely is a false prophet. And I was so grieved because this person went off on, you know what? I was there in the moment that he got out of the car. I mean, he just commanded this presence from you. And I got goosebumps. Not because I thought it was awesome. It scared me. And you just had to stand in awe. It was, oh, it was so incredible. And I was like, so sad. And it's not how you've learned Christ, and it certainly is not what you have heard from him and been taught by him. Never to be sick, it's not God's will, you should be rich, all that junk. Sad. The new life in Christ is an activity and action that is in fact new. Are you really a Christian? If you and I are truly Christians, our lives will show a great difference than what we once were. If there's not much for you to look at in the way of testimony, gee, I was kind of mellow, cool, and calm, and now I'm saved and mellow, cool, and calm. The difference is you're saved, mellow, cool, and calm, where before you were lost, cool, and calm. Everyone's got a different testimony, okay? And just because you don't have some incredible, radical testimony doesn't think you're some kind of a sub-Christian. Some of you have, like, apologized, I don't have a big testimony. Praise the Lord. You're an exception to the rule. Well, I've been a Christian when I was just really little. I've never, like, shot anybody. I didn't mug anyone. I didn't, do drugs. And praise God, you are an amazing testimony of the keeping power of Jesus Christ. You know how few people can say that? Don't be embarrassed of it. But even if you were lost, cool, calm, and collected as a person, the thing is your thoughts. Has there been a change in your thinking? Has there been a change in your motives? It certainly leads to an activity and action that's different. And in verse 22, we're talking about this activity. Look what he says, that you put off concerning your former conduct. Put it off. The word means to cast it away. It means to get rid of it. Put off, throw from you your former conduct. Okay, that means in your life and my life right now, what we're doing now as Christians, are we doing any of those things that we once did in the past? We're doing them now. And God says, I don't want you to do that. Cast it off, he says. Well, what does that mean? How do we do that? First of all, in the Greek, the word means to keep casting it off. It doesn't mean that, and boy, was this a shock for me, and maybe for you too. I accepted Jesus Christ. I prayed, and he came into my life. Cool. I went home. The next morning, I got up, and I don't remember what I did, but I know I sinned. I said something, or I, you know, tripped over the cat, or whatever I did, and, oh, man! I thought I was saved. What just happened? Or you think a thought. I thought I was saved! I just had a terrible thought. You are saved. But I thought a terrible thought. Listen to this. The day before, you thought a terrible thought, and you liked it. The day after you got saved, you thought a terrible thought, and you said, wait a minute, something's wrong. Do you realize? No, we don't. We can't. It's impossible. But let me just say it. Do you realize the grace, the power, the magnitude of grace it takes for you for the next day to wake up and say, I don't like the thoughts I'm thinking now? When you've thought those kind of thoughts for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? Do you realize the magnitude of a miracle power that is? That's greater than raising somebody from the dead, in my opinion. Somebody can be raised from the dead. So what? What about their thought life? God comes into your heart, he changes you on the inside, and you think different. We underestimate God's power. That's incredible. That's why you and I get razzed so much. Well, I don't do that. Oh, come on, man. No, I don't need that. And the world can't understand it. Your mind's been changed. You've been persuaded. That leads to an action and activity that's different in our lives than what we used to be. So look what he says here. He says, put it off. And as I mentioned before, the word means in the Greek to keep putting it off. It means to keep shoving off the things of the world. And the evidence that a man has heard from Jesus will be that there's a life-changing event taking place with him. The flesh and the spirit will begin to war now one with another, where before that wasn't happening. Listen to this. In Romans chapter 8, verses 6 through 10, Paul says, for to be carnally minded is death. That is, to be thinking of the flesh is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It means it's at war with God. The carnal mind, the mind of the world, wars against God, fights him. It's against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh. He's talking to the Christian. But in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, the question is, does he dwell within you? Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not Christ at all. And if Christ is not, and if Christ is in you, and if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We don't live for the flesh. Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of your flesh. Well, does the Christian struggle with that? Yep. Guess what? You think the world is struggling with it? Oh man, I'm really having this battle with the flesh and the Spirit. The world doesn't think like that. How's your Monday? Oh, it's terrible, man. I've been doing drugs and beating up people, and I'm really feeling bad about it. The world doesn't think like that. The Christian, Paul's talking about the believer. There's that struggle. Remember I told you about what Harry Ironside said? He was traveling from Chicago to Glendale, actually, California, when he was coming out here to preach. And the train stopped in Nebraska, and he did a service. This is in the 30s, I believe it was. And he was preaching and all this stuff, and he gave a very convicting message on your salvation and all. And this big Indian man was talking to Harry Ironside, and that Indian man made it a point to be very confident about his salvation, and it impressed Harry Ironside. And he says, you know, Mr. Indian, how do you know this? I'm blessed by it, but you're so confident in Christ, and how do you know? And that guy gave the neatest response that Ironside used for many years. He says, well, I know I'm a believer, because ever since Jesus came into my heart, there's been a white dog fighting with a black dog in my heart. Isn't that a great way of putting it? There's a white dog and a black dog fighting in your heart. And Ironside says, well, which one wins? And he says, whichever one I feed the most. Isn't that great? Well, there's a white dog and a black dog fighting in our lives. Which one wins? Well, all depends on what you do with your day and what you do with Christ. Put off the things of the world. If you don't, the black dog will win. You're going to sit down in defeat. You're going to be bummed. You're going to say, bad Christian I am. I'm so bad. I can't do anything. I can't offer anything to the body. I can't do anything. I'm bad. Well, you know what? Just stop it. Just stop doing that. Start doing what's right. Open up your Bible and read it. And watch what happens. That war will take place and continue till the day that you die. That's why the word says here, keep putting off the old. Put off concerning the former conduct. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. The word renewed is a great word. It means to renovate like a house, or it means to redecorate. Renew your mind. Listen, when we got saved, God created a new heart within us. But doggone it, he left the old mind. Our mind has got to be renewed. I like the way Raul Ruiz puts it. You've got to be brainwashed. You need to be brainwashed, man. And that's true. You need to be brainwashed with the Word. The Bible comes in, washes our head, scrubs it up, throws out those thoughts, throws out those old things. And watch this. We get up, we go out into the world, and we wage the Christian war. We do our job. We're working there in the workplace. We're doing the thing on the basketball court. We come to the end of the day, and what's happened? Well, we've been victorious, contending all day against evil and doing what's good and loving the Lord and witnessing. But aren't you kind of thrashed? I'm kind of thrashed. That's why the Bible says there's new mercies every morning. Praise the Lord. You get up, and what do? You get into the Word, spend some time with the Lord before the day is leveled on top of your head. Why? To renew your mind. To get the mind renewed. In Romans 12, verse 2, the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's an ongoing process for the Christian. You and I have got to do this every day in true Christian discipleship. We're coming up on the turn of the year, aren't we? We're going to try to get this thing together. At least it's in my head. I got to let the office know so we can start working on it. There's this the thing cooking in my head about us having a Bible reading for next year, 1998, all of us together. We're all going to go as a church together through scripture reading. That's going to be fun because we're going to be in the same passage every day. And there'll be a lot of people reading the same verses that you read. And it bless your heart. That's good. The motive is to renew the mind. To have it cleansed, to have it renewed. Focused on Christ. Refurbished, renovated, redecorated. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Well, how can you experience that wonderful blessing? By having your mind renewed. Listen to this. The flesh and the spirit, as I said, war daily. Jesus said in Matthew 16:24, he says, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. He's talking about dying to the demands of your flesh and yourself. Self gets up in the morning. Isn't that something? It gets up right alongside the spirit. self wakes up. Hey, how you doing? Oh, fine. Hey. And it's a brand new day. There's the flesh, and there's the spirit. Look at each other right in the face. Who's going to win? That's why the scripture talks about taking your cross up daily. Wouldn't it have been great if we just crucified that guy once? Paul says in Galatians 2:20, I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. But the life that I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He's crucified with Christ, but it's a daily affair. And I don't like that part. I want to have victory today and be done with that thing of my life and get on a brand new topic tomorrow. Deal with that until I'm perfect. Forget water skiing or surfboard, you're going to walk to Catalina, you know? Wouldn't that be great? Go out there in the river with your feet. Perfect. That isn't going to happen. I say it's not going to happen. Peter, we always forget Peter walked on water. And he didn't deserve to walk on water. But he did. The good news for us who are Christians is the day that we die, we will step with our robe into the full redemption that awaits us. And that's totally complete. Right now, you and I are struggling on this side. But praise God for your struggle. Hallelujah for your struggle. There are some people who come to church, probably any or every church, and they don't even know what we're talking about right now. They come in, they sit down, they put a dime in the plate, they, you know, what's the deal? And they go to church for years, and they get out, and there's nothing going on. It's like, spiritually, they're gone. And then there are those of us who are like, oh God, I don't blame you if you strike me dead right now. I'm just such a scumball. Oh God, help me. You feel like that?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called The Christian and His New Clothes, taken from Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 20 through 26. We'll continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio with more through the book of Ephesians, so be sure and join us once again. Now, February is coming up, and we've told you about the Southern California Bible Prophecy Conference that takes place then here at Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, and maybe you've thought, well, I'd love to go, but times are a bit tough all around. Well, before you make your decision based on finances, listen to this.
Hi, this is Pastor Jack Hibbs of Real Radio. And we will be hosting our second annual Southern California Prophecy Conference on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. The price has been advertised as $50 per person, but in light of the recent events that are taking place around the world and the current economic crisis, we've prayed about it here at Calvary Chapel, and we are deleting the price of this conference. It is free. It's open to the public. Seating is limited to 3,000 people, but we want everyone to come. So I'm going to ask you to take advantage of this amazing opportunity to hear world-class speakers. Listen, my friend, you are going to need what this conference has to give you. So once again, the conference cost has been completely deleted. There's no registration fee required. You just need to be here at what will be the premier prophecy conference of 2009. You can get more information by going to SoCalProphecyConference.com. SoCalProphecyConference.com. God bless you. We'll see you right here.
Okay, well, you can visit SoCalProphecyConference.com, SoCalProphecyConference.com, or give us a call toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, and made possible by the generous contributions of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine a amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.